All right, so hi everyone, this is episode 7 of Don't Be a Scrub podcast. Yep. We are once again in nighttime Box Hill area.
Yep.
My name is Spider Carney, JK Verbose Mute on Xbox Live. As always, my interviewing partner is Mutton, aka Muttonhead01 on PSN. Today we have two guests to actually help us along with the intro. We have Mr. Heavy Weapons and Mr. Naruga, aka The Mole.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of Shadaloo Showdown? It was past weekend.
Mole,
what was your favourite moment?
The finals, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Gamer B versus Top Takedo. When he dashed, at the bottom of that fireball.
It's disgusting.
It was just awesome. Epic, yeah.
Were you rooting for Takedo or Gamer B?
A bit of both.
A bit of both?
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Heavy? What was your favorite moment from Shadaloo?
That was one of them. There was a fair few. Like, for me, actually, probably the best one was getting to mirror match Margo in Super. I money matched him after the singles were finished. That was probably the best point for me.
Cool.
But in terms of a spectator's point of view, probably the... Actually, for me, like, that was really clutch what Gamer B did, dashing under and then confirming into Super. But a few of Takedo's demons on the Jaguar Kicks or Jaguar Tooth, whatever they call them.
Jaguar Kicks, yeah.
Yeah, that was some killer moments. I even did an orgasm on the mic. I don't know if anyone heard. I was like, oh!
So, Heavy, are you like the saltiest commentator ever? I heard you salting everybody from Sydney to Melbourne to Mole.
What do you mean I was salting everyone? That was being nice this time.
You'll be like, Naruga really knows the Honda matchup.
And I shouted, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
You do?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I really don't.
I was under the impression that Mole knew the matchup.
No.
Sorry, Mole.
No, sorry.
I wasn't trying to assault you anyway.
I'd have to say my favourite thing, one of my favourite moments was actually the Margo Heavy Weapons versus Toxie and Takedo,
the pool
match.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh. On Saturday night.
Same.
The pool match?
The pool match. Billiards, pool.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty epic.
Takedo hustled all of you.
What do you mean? He didn't hustle me.
No.
If he played me, I would have fucking slapped him silly.
Yeah.
No, he hustled Toxie.
Yeah,
he really
I've only played
Toxie.
Two times.
I've only played two times, and I could tell. I'm like, this guy hasn't played two times.
Yeah.
Because number one, if you play one time, why would you play a second and not a third? So it seemed pretty shifty. And Toxie's like, Toxie felt bad, but I know Toxie's, from what he tells me, he used to be okay at pool, but not that good. So. For me, when I heard Takedo say that, I was like, something seems fishy, but Toxie should, it'll be a good match. But they went down to the black, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't really get hustled, it's just he fimbled, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. A very rare moment for Toxie.
Probably another moment was when Margo started to try to show off and jump on the weights. And I asked him, I said, I pointed to the weights and I go, money match?
Yeah.
He was like, no. And then Takedo just beasted on it. Like, Margo was like struggling.
Yeah.
Takedo was just like...
He just does four or five reps.
Yeah, Takedo seems like a general, like he's really like an all-round talented sort of guy.
Yeah.
That's what he seems like. But anyway.
Oh, definitely.
So what about you, Naruga? What's your favorite moment with the guests from
Probably when they got drunk.
Yep. On Saturday night.
Yeah, that was good.
Margo hugging everyone.
Hugging everyone. I got a bit drunk as well.
Yeah. Takedo got
absolutely just for the smashed. Record, that's the first time Naruga has ever gotten drunk.
Really?
And before Margo got here, I said, you and Margo are going to be buttercups. And he goes, no way, no. due to the fact that Margo's a disgusting vanilla Sagitt player.
Yeah.
And he invented the disgustingness.
Yeah.
I knew Mole was going to be butted up with him. So it's pretty funny. Probably another really good moment was getting to money match Takedo and Vanilla.
Yeah.
That was actually probably another big highlight. So money matching Margo in Super and him in Vanilla.
Did you actually beat him in Vanilla?
Yep.
What, Takedo?
Yeah.
One game.
We pretty much what happened was every match, because it was first of two, so best of three, every match went down to the third round. So we went 1-1 and then the last one he beat me.
Mm-hmm.
He's just beast, man. He really knows the Sagitt matchup. It's pretty much like playing Toxie on steroids.
Oh, okay.
So it helped that I've had that matchup experience.
Mm-hmm.
But Gamer B was just, I was not ready for that. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. He's like, chill, chill. He's all over the joint, you know. And it didn't help that I hadn't slept for like 41 hours or something.
Yeah, I think we all
had. I forgot how to block, you know. Which way was it again? Was it back, forward, up, down? My Sega's just going, he's looking around, trying to find answers. But yeah, it was a great weekend, really good weekend. Yeah, so.
So who do you want to see for next year?
Mm. I would like to see Sako.
Sako, your favorite player?
Buttery, buttered, holy buttered.
Yes, because he uses all my characters.
Ah.
You mean you use all of his?
Yeah.
He even looks a little bit like you know, like a really well dressed, slim Asian guy. You know what I'm saying?
Except for 20 years older.
Yeah,
and about 20 kilos heavier.
Yeah. And a little bit taller, I believe, as well.
Oh, okay.
Mole's a bit salty that he's married, you know, because now Mole has to get married to be like Sako.
Follow the Sako way. So who would you like to see, Heavy?
Me?
You already saw his Mago, so...
Yeah.
No, there's a couple more I'd love to see. Yeah. I'd really love to see those guys come back.
Oh, definitely.
In particular, Taquito.
Mm.
It really helps that he can speak very fluent English for a Japanese person. And I was very... I mean, even just not talking about the game, talking about other shit is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to see Taquito, all of them come back, to be honest.
Yeah.
But... if I had to say I'd like to see someone else come, it would be Bonchan, for a number of reasons, like the obvious, he plays Saget and he's using Super Saget. And apparently Taquito was saying that he's like really outspoken and makes a lot of jokes like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, I think Nuriga, you were there, yeah?
Yep.
When he's like, oh, Bonchan's just like you, Heavy, same thing, you know? And I was like, yeah, we both talk shit. but another guy I'd really love to see come down is Uryo.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that, and I know Nuriga would like to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'd like to see him because, I mean, I really like to watch Viper. Fucking cool, you know. Lately I've been, I wouldn't say trying to learn her, I'd say fumbling around and just mucking around, you know, like Uryo, and he's got like, he can use Sakura, so I can learn that matchup finally. There was one other person I'd like to see. Momochi.
Momochi
would be very good to see come down, especially now that Ken's getting better in Arcade Edition. I really want to see
what he can do.
And I'm sure he could just... I just have the feeling that if we told him, hey, can you play this character, he'd be like, yeah, sure. And just beast everyone with him. Because I've heard a fair few things of him being really, really talented and natural at SF.
Compared to
some of the other guys who have to really work hard at the game. So and I know Toxie and Iroyaji would be real buttered if Momochi came down.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's probably who I'd like to see. I guess Bonchan, Uryo, and Momochi. That'd be really cool.
What did you guys think of Melbourne's performance overall on the tournament?
Mo, what do you reckon?
I think we did pretty good. I have to think about it first. Let Heavy go first.
Okay, cool.
I think we did okay. But I just feel like in the last few tournaments, Melbourne has underachieved. Not to discredit Sydney. They
really brought it this
time. Yeah, they're doing well.
What do you think that is, though? Is it because they have a smaller community? Or
I think because... going back to what I said in that Don't Be a Scrub interview, what was it, episode 2? I think it comes down to they were more technical with the game before we were, apart from Naruga and Toxie, really. And then Sol kind of came in a little bit later, but Sol was technical, but he sort of lacked other things, but he sort of brought them to the table. And I feel that Melbourne is just beginning to do those things. Like, I was... like, some of the Sydney players I was playing, they were like, oh, he delay uppercuts. You know. So, that must say something about when I play them. Not what they think of me in general, just, like, my play style, what they think. So obviously before, my delay uppercut wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Like I just understood what it is.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I think Melbourne, again, going back to that whole thing of arcade,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Sydney, I don't know, they've gotten, I don't know what to put it. I don't want to make excuses, but I just think that once the arcade comes, I think Melbourne will get much stronger, and we're just elevating as a community, so mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of time before we get back one on the board, you know?
All right, so Naruga, then, what do you think of Sydney's performance?
I would have to agree with Heavy. I think for a very long time, Melbourne was really casual. Like, we would, you know, get together and then play casual games, like, a lot.
Mm.
But we really didn't discuss, like, the technical side of stuff.
And there wasn't people sort of willing to learn.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there were some really good vanilla players.
Mm.
Who just, they were really solid at the basics, you know. But like Naruga said, they didn't want to... I mean, I was one of them. I, at the start, I didn't really want to learn. But then, as I started to get a bit more technical, I wanted to learn, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, I understand.
I think we lack the technicality, as Naruga and I've definitely agreed on. So,
okay.
But I think we did better. I think we did better this definitely. Time around.
All right. Well, as always, thank you, Heavy. Thank
no
you,
problem.
Naruga. I guess the Margot interview will be fully transcribed and up on Martin's blog, as always.
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy the interview. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. This is Martin. I'm by myself today because Igor can't make it. He's working like a normal person should. We're at Jeff's house right now, and Akira is kind enough to be our translator today. Today, we have the arguably the best player in the world, Margot 2D God himself. And let's get right into it. Margot-san, how did you get into fighting games?
何がきっかけで格闘ゲームを始めましたか？
僕には兄弟がいて、まあお兄さんなんですけど、お兄さんが、格闘ゲームで一緒に遊ぼうぜっていうね、あの家のストリートファイターから、それがきっかけで始めました。
Margo has a brother, elder brother.
I see.
Right, and this elder brother asked him to play Street Fighter together.
Yes.
At home,
yes,
in console, and that's where his fighting game history began.
I see. So, Mago-san, what was your first tournament?
最初に Mago さんが出たトーナメント大会ってどれですか？
多分東京の方の小さいゲーセン、小さいゲームセンターで大会があったんですけど、そのね。ジャスティス学園っていうゲームの大会で、
He entered a little tournament in a local arcade in Tokyo, and the game was called, yeah, it's Rival Schools, and he entered that tournament in a little arcade in Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay, very good, interesting. So, Mago-san, how do you get the name Mago?
Name Mago. Mago. もともとその中学校とか高校生の時に、あだ名が顎だったので、
はい、
まあその顎が出てるとかそういう理由で顎だったんで、でそれがそれで最初大会に出てたんですよ。
あ、顎で。
そう、名前を決める時にまあ何でもよかったので、
はい、
じゃあ顎でっていうふうに決めて、で顎で出てたんですけど、でそこから渋谷スの大会に出て3位を取ったんですよ。
はい。
その時のトーナメントで、はい、そしたらあの字が魔の字に間違えられてて、で、ま、孫になってたんで、
はい、
なんか顎だとちょっと怖いイメージだけど、孫だとちょっと可愛いイメージだからそっちにしようと思って、
はい、
孫にしました。
His nickname back in junior high school wasAgo. Ago means chin in Japanese.
Chin is in the part of your face.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was entering this tournament and in CVS 2 and he became third. He entered as Ago, as his player name.
Yes.
But for some mistake, they became Mago. And in Japanese, katakana A is similar to Ma.
Ma.
So if you write it very quickly, sometimes they can't really tell.
Oh,
and he thought Ago gives a bit of a scary image or intimidating image as opposed to Mago-san, slightly cuter or more sort of approachable. So he decided to use that ever since.
I see. So what about when did people start calling you Turi God?
これはその闘撃でカプコン VS SNK2、 カプコン VS SNK2 を優勝することができて、
何年ですかねそれ。
2004年です、
はい、
で2004年で優勝して、でカプコンファイティングジャムで優勝して2年連続優勝して、まあ、別のゲームで、でその次のゲームを KOF11 を始めたんですけど、
はい、
でそれも、かなり最強に近い存在になってまして、まあ、自分では、でそれでその時に周りがなんか 2D シーン 2D シーンとかネタで言ってたのをなんか俺もちょっと調子に乗って自分で言い始めたら、そういう風になってしまったっていうか。
あ
そうで KOF11 の時にパンフレット、闘撃のパンフレットがあって、
はい、
でそこになんかそのネタで、まあ、ジョークでなんか 2D シーンゆえにとか、なんかその自分のことを 2D シーンみたいなつけてたら周りから
いつの間にか定着
した、定着してしまったっていう。
KOF11 は2006年ですか、
ね、
2004年 CV あのカップジャム、あカップコンバーサス SNK2 でカップジャムが2000、ファイティングジャムが2005
年、2006年の闘撃ですね。
はい、 OK、 So he wonin the SBO back in 2004 for CVS2, and then next year he also won Capcom Fighting Jam, two different fighting games he won in the SBO, and the next game he started to play was KOF 11, and he was quite strong, arguably the best, and he was actually quite strong so that people around him, knowing that he's so good at a lot of games, started calling him 2D God. And it was kind of like just not so serious at the beginning. And came tournament for the SBO in 2006, he had his self-introduction part in the Togeki SBO pamphlet. And he wrote himself as 2D God. Just as a joke, but people actually took it very sort of serious. Or because he was so strong that it sounded credible, and people started calling him, and it just became as it is now.
Very interesting. So, having said that, what is your favorite fighting game or
favorite fighting game?
Yeah. 好きな格闘ゲームは
今までだよ。
今まで全部で大丈夫です。
KOF 11が、はい、King of Fighters 11が、今までのゲームで一番好きだったんですけど、闘撃が終わってしまってすぐに誰もやらなくなってしまったので、それ以降はプレイはしてないです。 あとはCVS2 が好きです。
His favorite is KOF 11、That's hisbest and he likes the most.
Yes, yes.
But after the SBO,
yeah,
everyone stopped playing very quickly.
Yeah.
So he had no opponent.
Yeah.
And he hasn't played since.
I see.
So it's a bit of a shame. And he also really likes CVS2.
CVS2. Oh, same as Tokido. So what about your favorite non-fighting game?
格闘ゲーム以外は全然やらないんですけど、基本的には。
はい。
それ以外だったらFinal Fantasy ですね。
Basically he does not play games other than fighting games、but if I were to pick one、Final Fantasy,
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy の中でも、まあ、10が一番好き。
And Final Fantasy 10 is favorite.
Final Fantasy 10 is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your favorite character from Final Fantasy 10?
好きなキャラクター、
好きなキャラクター、
Ryuk, the little girl.
Riku.
Yes.
Riku. Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting. So, what are your strengths and weaknesses as a player?
まずじゃあ強みからの。強みは、 あとやり続けること、
はい、
で、まあ、あとはゲームを楽しめること、
楽しめること、はい、
そのスタイルとしての強みを言うのであれば、
はい、
その知識と経験から来る、
はい、
動きで、相手を詰ませるというか、
あ、
そういうプレイスタイルです。で、弱点を言えば、
はい、
その不規則な、まあ、その
ランダムな、
ランダムなプレイがものすごく苦手です、
はいはい、あ、ぶっぱばっかとか、
そういう、そう、セオリー、その強みはセオリンに忠実なところなんだけれども、
はい、
あ、さっきのは別にいいんですけど、あの、はい、さっきのは、あ、さっきの言ったのはとりあえず、まあ、キャンセルでもいいんですが、
はい、
あの強みはセオリンに忠実なところで、
はい、
弱点は、まあ、セオリー以外に弱いところ。
ああ、わかりました。 His strength is he canContinue to play the game、mm. and he can enjoy the game, therefore he can play more、
mm.
and he can improve continuously.
So and it's passion
for passion, yes. And as a style, as a play style, his strength is that he sticks to the basic、
mm.
and say for example in Street Fighter 4、mm. he knows the matchup and all these like strategies really well.
Yep.
That's why it becomesIt also becomes his weakness, which is that sometimes if the opponent is in an absolute random style,
oh, he can beat him.
He, yes, he cannot predict. He, it's just so random that if it's one chance thing, he might lose.
I see, I see. Oh, okay, that's a great answer. So, Mago-san, what are your character's hardest matchups for Fei Long?
これは多分チュンリ
ー、チュンリ
ーか、Honda。
Honda.
Okay.
チュンリーはホンダ、ホンダはチュンリ
ー。そう、why?
どうしてですか。
ホンダには、
はい、
攻めることができない。
攻めれない。はい、
攻めれない。そのフェイロンは劣化拳と劣空脚っていう技がすごく強いんですけど、
はい、
それで触りに行くっていうのが、まあ、フェイロンのセオリーではあるんですが、
はいはい、
それが全部垂直ジャンプの大パンチで。待たれてると、
はい、
終わってしまう。
あ、
ものすごいダメージを取られ、あの、読まれてたらものすごいダメージを取られてしまうし、
はい、
こっちが読んでたとしても大したリスクを与えられない。
はい、
で劣化拳に対しては少し難しいんですが、
はい、
しゃがみ小パンチから、
はい、
張り手がつながってそこからスーパーコンボまでスーパーキャンセルでできたりとかするので、そのゲージが溜まった状態だとフェイロンが攻めることが全くできない。
あ、チュンリーはどうですか。
チュンリーは、
はい、
フェイロンより足が速いので追いつくことができない。で、
はい、
後ろに下がっていって安全な距離で気功拳を打たれるとフェイロンとしても後ろに下がらざるを得ないので、その飛行機を打つまでに、まあ、これはちょっと難しい話ですかね。
大丈夫です。
まあ、まあ、とにかく足が速い。足が速いです。
はい。うん、okay. For Honda,、
うん、
Fei Long cannot attack. Fei Long's main way to approach is to use Rekka、
yes.
or Rekku, which is chicken wing.
Yes.
And for chicken wing, if Honda predicts it,、
うん、
he can pretty much kill withstraight jump up heavy punch
heavy
and
punch.
Can deal a lot of damage、
okay.
into combo. Fei Long, even if he predicts straight jump up heavy punch,、
yeah.
there's not much...
He can't punish it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, for Rekka,、
yes.
it's a little bit difficult, but if Honda can predict it well and execute well, he can do crouch light punch.
Two hands.
Hands. And also can even link intosuper if、ah. it's got meter, so it's pretty risky depending on how to use it、so that、okay. is for Honda.
Okay.
And for Chun-Li、
yes.
Chun-Li actually walks moves faster.
Yes.
So Fei Long cannot actually catch Chun-Li、
ah,
and
okay.
if Fei Long or if Chun-Li shoots Kikoken from、
yes.
a safe distance、
yeah.
Fei Long has to back off. So in general, it's a really difficult matchup for Fenlon.
So Mago-san, what is your favorite arcade of all time?
Oh yeah, 今まで一番好きなゲーセン。 僕がちょっと昔働いてたゲーセンでもあるんですけど、ゲーマーズビジョンが一番好きなゲーセンでした。でも今もうないので、それを抜きで考えるっていうならば、でもそれもないかな。まあそのゲーマーズビジョンが一番好き。2番目は、昔新宿にあったモアっていうゲーセンが好きでした。はい。
Okay, his favorite arcade is where he used to work. It's called Gamer's Vision, but it no longer exists. And also his second favorite is called Shinjuku Moa, but that also closed down.
Oh, okay.
So none of those two exist any longer.
So okay. So he must be pretty sad about that.
悲しいですか? そのなくなっちゃったってことについては?
すごく悲しい。
It's very, yeah, sad.
Very sad. Okay, so what do you do for a living?
何をして生活しています。何をして、まあ基本的にはストリートファイターをやってるんですけど、あとは仕事的なものは友達が、やってる仕事を手伝ったりとか、そういうところですね。はい。まあ、あとはその。
Okay, so basically he played Street Fighter 4,
yes.
And as for job, he's helping his friend's job,
yes.
At the moment,
yes.
And also just like this, he travels overseas, he gets invited to overseas.
I see.
So that's all, pretty much.
Oh, he does now.
Yeah.
Okay, you went from a heavy zoning character, which is Sagat, to a more footsie based character, Fei Long. So, how did you find the transition, and which style do you prefer more?
Ah, 特に問題なかったです。
特に問題。でも、
もともと CBS 2では、 あの、 玉打ちキャラ、 を使ってはいなかったので、 というよりもゲームが玉打ちのゲームではなかったので、 その足払い合戦メインのゲームだったんですよ。 CBS 2が。 なので、そんなにフェイロンに移行したことでの問題は違和感っていうのはそんなになかったですけど、ただその、やはり長い間そういう足払い合戦をやってなかったので、ちょっと思い出すのに苦労しました。はい。ちょっとブランクがあったってことですね。ブランクがあった。で、好みなのは、サガットの方かな。
Okay, he didn't have any problem for transition because he's a really good CBS player, and CBS 2 footsies. Is basically about footsies, not about like zoning. Okay. So he had no problem. Just that he hadn't played footsie character for a while.
Yes.
So he needed a little bit of time to
get back into it.
Yeah. But not a problem.
Not a problem.
And as for which one he prefers, which style he prefers more, he prefers Sagat style.
Oh, he prefers Sagat style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So why do you always choose white color outfits for your characters?
Ah, ここ書いてないんですけど, なぜ孫さんはいつも衣装っていうかコスチュームの色が白なんですけど、どうして白を選ばれるんですか？まあ単純に白が好きなのと。
まあなんか綺麗なんで、綺麗なんで、スマートな感じがするから、それが好き。He
likes white as color, and he thinks it's clean and like
pure.
Yeah, and also he believes that it carries smart image.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Do you think your personality in real life will kind of affect the way you play Street Fighter?
孫さんのその性格とかそういうものが実際にゲームをする上でそのキャラ上のプレイスタイルに影響を及ぼしたりすることありますか? あるとすればそれはどんな風に?
出ています。
出てますか?
結構その自分では、
はい。
結構出ていると思います。そのゲームが性格がゲームに結構出てるかなっていうふうに思います。どういう部分かっていうと、
はい、
まあ、少し安定志向なところと、
はいはい、
いきなり不規則なことをやられるとちょっと嫌だっていう。
あ
で、まあ、あの慣れれば OK なんですけど、不規則なことでも、
はい、yeah. He thinks it does show in the game style the real personality、
まあ、あとそのどんな相手のスタイルとかでもちょっと理解してそれに対して対応する、
あ、はい、
っていうところが結構正確に出てるかなって思います。
Yeah, for example, he likes stability, so that's why he sticks with basics and he builds strategy around it. So his weakness, like I said. So it's like if the opponent does random moves, he just can't really read the mind.
I see.
So that is also in real life too. And he, if he gets used to it, it's not a problem. So maybe he's not really comfortable with someone who he can't really read what he's gonna say, what this person's gonna say or do.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're arguably the best player in the world. So why is it only recently you start to go overseas for tournaments?
そうですね、まあ、スト4の時は、
はい、
まあ、そうやってまあ自分が一番強いかなっていうふうに自信はあったんですけど、
はい、
まあ、スパ4でもある程度自信はあるんですが、スト4、まあ、最近になって海外を進出するようになったのは、
はい、
あまり今まで機会がなかったっていうのが結構ありますね。あと、日本からやっぱり海外に行くのは、
はい、
その旅費だとかその宿泊費だとかそういうのがかかるので、
はい、
ちょっとした覚悟がないといけないんですよ、
はい、
なので、
はい、
エボリューションには、
はい、
それなりの覚悟をしていこうと思ったんですが、
はい、
2年間タイミング悪くその時に予定が入ってしまっていけなかったんですよ、はい、なのでその露出する場面がなくてみんながそのあまり僕のことを知らなかったんじゃないかなと、
はい、
は思います。
そのエボにその覚悟していたエボリューションっていうのは今年のエボリューションですかね。いつのエボリューションに行く、
今年、いや今年と去年ですね。今年と去年、
今年と去年、
はい、のエボリューションに行けなかったんです。
あ、はい、 OK、 He believes thatI mean, quite possibly the best player in Street Fighter 4、mm. and also he's very confident that he is arguably the best in Super Street Fighter 4 too、mm. and as for the opportunity thing about coming out overseas、
mm.
He didn't really have the opportunity、
okay.
pretty much it and、if he were to go overseas、
yes.
he needs to pay for the accommodation and the travel expenses and all these things, so、
yes.
and also he needs to actually play really well.
I see.
He's got a reputation, so、
oh.
he has to prepare a lot, and he did prepare for the evolution for last year and this year、
yes.
but he had other things and I mean other commitment that he couldn't really
go.
Yeah,
I see.
So
最近になって海外進出をするようになったのは、
はい、
まあ多分そのゴッツガーデン2だとかゴッツガーデンだとかで、
はい、
その活躍してその自分の活躍を海外の人が知ってくれてそれで呼んでくれてるっていう。
And I think it's also that his recent performance in God's Garden, God's Garden 2, all these things、the obviously people, obviously players, they watched it、
mm.
and graded him really highly and wanted to invite him to overseas, so he is given more opportunity, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, but he did intend to go to last year and this year Evolution, just that he had other things and he couldn't really go.
Speaking about Ghost Garden 2, that you, Ghost Garden, the online tournament which、
oh, yeah.
you just won, how did you prepare for individually for each player?
まあ、コンディション、プレイコンディションは、まあ、もちろんそのゲーム環境はしっかり整えて、
はい、
で、まあ、その大会 っていうかその組み合わせがある日まではその組み合わせがまあ分かっていたので、
はい、
次の週誰と対戦するかとかっていうのが分かっていたので、はい、それに対する 2,3 キャラの対策を友達とかそういうその同じキャラを使ってる人たちと何回も対戦してそのしっかり対策をしていましたね。で大会当日は、
うん、
しっかり寝てしっかりご飯食べて
しっかり寝て食べた
しっかりご飯食べてしっかりストレッチして、
はい、
で大会に臨みました。
はい。 Yeah, for the playing condition、
うん、
he prepared everything to bebe near perfect、mm. and in God's garden too、mm. he already knew his opponent and the character beforehand、mm. so what he did was he tried to、play with his friends、mm. who used the same character、mm. again and again、mm. and prepare and make、build a character strategy、mm. and his style、mm. so that he's prepared and also for his personal condition heslept well, ate well, and he did a bit of a stretch just before the tournament.
Oh, stretch. Yeah.
So he was like, you know, prepared to play.
で、あと、その、どのようなプレイヤー対策を事前に行いましたかっていうんですけど、
はい。
そのオンラインゴッツガーデンは10試合選手なので、
はい。
人、プレイヤー対策よりも、
はい。
キャラ対策の方がちょっと重要。なんですよ。なんで、はい、そのプレイヤー対策というよりはそのキャラの対策を重点、キャラの対策に重点を置いて仕上げました。
As you are all aware,、
うん、
God's Garden is first to 10.、
うん、
so, character strategy is more important than knowing the opponent.、うん、so he concentrated on what this character can do, and what your character can do to beat that.
To beat the character. Okay. So, speaking of first to tens, what's、mm. the longest set that you've ever played against anyone?
一人。あ、一人対一人ですよね。
ああ、一人対一人でもいいし、そうじゃなくてもいいですね。自分の中で記憶に残ってる、その要するに強烈に
残ってる。
一
日最高のプレイ時間は20時間ほどですね。
20時間ぶっ続けですか？
ぶっ続けですね。
はい。
ぶっ続けでやりました。でその時は
それはスト4ですかスパ4ですかね、どっちですかね、
両方あります。
両方
ありますスト4スーパー両方あります。
はい。
でまあその時はそのトイレ休憩と、まあ、ジュースに買いに行く休憩くらいですね、
はい、
休憩は。
はい、
なのですごく疲れて終わった後は大体倒れて寝ちゃうんですけど、
はい。
でその1対1、あ、その1対1っていうか、あんまりその1対1で、
はい、
その長時間やってくれるっていう人が、
はい、
あまりいないので、
はい、
まあ、基本的には1人50試合単位で1人は終わってしまって、でそれで次の人次の人っていう形になるんですよ。
はい、50試合くらいで、はい、
まあ、大体30試合から50試合くらいで
30から50、はい、
I'm retired って言ってくるんで、
でそれを
でそしたら次の人が入ってきて、
でそれを何セットぐらい繰り返す、
結構でもそれをずっと繰り返して、ね、まあ、20時間とか、まあ、途中飯食う系とかあったかもしれないですね、
ああ。
で1人対1人の最長はというと、
はい、
まあ、多分そのスーパーの時に、
はい、
梅原と150から200くらい1日で、
はい、
まあ、そんなやってないかな、150くらいですね、
150くらい、
まあ、あんまり覚えてないですけどそれぐらいやったような気がします。
これは続けてってことですか？
ずっとです。
OK, so、both in Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4
he's
played 20 hours straight.
Yes.
Other than taking break for toilet、yeah. andgoing to buy a kind of drink.
Yes.
And usually after that 20 hours, he is so tired that he just collapse pretty much and fall asleep.
I see.
Yeah, and that's one versus many.
One versus many.
One versus one.
Yes.
Normally, the opponent can't really play for as long as he wants to. Basically, 30 to 50 matches per opponent.
Yes.
And then the opponent goes, I've had enough, I'm tired.
Yes.
And then that changes to the next opponent. And then this 20-hour session, he continued that one after another.
I see.
And for one versus one, the same person,
yeah,
the longest he said is that in Super Street Fighter 4 against Daigo,
yes,
about 150 matches in one day.
150 matches in one,
yeah,
day. Oh, okay.
多分その1日に100試合じゃもう1人対1人で100試合ぐらいぶつづけで付き合ってくれるのはまあ今まで DAIGO しか知らないです。
And up to now, the only person who is happy to play more than 100 matches consecutively, one on one, is Mago. He knows it's DAIGO.
It's DAIGO.
Only DAIGO.
Only DAIGO. Okay, very, very interesting. So, who were your mentors or teachers when you were coming out in the fighting game scene?
これは CBS2 の時に、
はい、
一緒にゲームをやっていた、
はい、
森川っていう人がいるんですけど、
はい、
それが僕にとっての、まあ、先生、まあ、ですかね。
バーサスの。
そうですね、はい。あれがその僕がその格闘ゲームですごく弱かった時から、
はい、
まあいろいろ教えてくれたりとかして、でそれが身についてたかどうかわからないんですけど、多分今それが教えてくれたからこそ今ちょっとあるんじゃないかなっていうふうに思います。
This person called Morikawa, and yeah, he learned a lot from Morikawa back in CVS too. He's not quite sure if he's absorbed everything that Morikawa taught him, but had he not been there, he wouldn't be where he is right now.
A lot of new fighting games are coming out, like Street Fighter vs. Tekken, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Mortal Kombat, Tekken Tag. Which of these games are you most excited to play?
どれも期待しています。でもまあとりあえずは一番近いマブカップ3にはまあ期待しているかなっていう形ですね。
He's looking forward to playing all the new titles that are coming up at the moment because Marvel vs. Capcom is coming out
the earliest.
Yeah, the earliest amongst all the other titles. Yes. So he's looking forward to playing that one at the moment.
I see. Any particular characters you want to play? Any that you're looking to play in Marvel? Characters.
その特定のキャラをもう今から決まってこれを使いたいぞみたいな。
あ、どのキャラが発表されてるのか正直言って何も見てないのでちょっとわからない。インターネットもその雑誌も
情報を
得てない、仕入れてないので。
He has no prior information. He does not know what characters are even in, so he can't really decide yet.
マブカプ2で言えば、まあ、ケーブルが結構好きでした。
He liked Cable in Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
あとマグニート。
マグニート。
Okay. So, what do you think of your performance in Shadow Showdown?
これで、あとこれに加えて、その自分のそのパフォーマンス大会におけるをどう評価しますか？
シャドウショーダウンについてはすごくいい大会だと思いますよ。
はい。
まあ、メルボルンとシドニーっていう2つのシティでのなんか対抗意識みたいなのも結構感じ取れましたし、
はい、
シャドウショーダウンについてはそのやっぱり会場とかもしっかり進行もしていたと思うし、
はい、
まあ、すごく僕的には面白かったです。
はい、
で、トップ8の時点で、トップ8。
その、
パフォーマンス。
あ、まあ、じゃあパフォーマンスからお願いします。自分的には満足がいったパフォーマンスでしたか？
まあ、多分そういうので満足することは別にないと思うんですけど、
はい、
あんまり僕も何もやってないので、
はい、
まあ、もうちょい面白いことができたらなっていうふうに思います。これ今後。
Okay. as a tournament.
Yes, a tournament.
Shadaloo Showdown. Mago thinks that it was a really good tournament,
okay.
And it was well organized, and he could actually sense this rivalry between Sydney and Melbourne, and it was quite sort of tense, and it was good,
yeah.
And the venue was clean and well organized,
yeah.
And the schedule went as planned,
yeah.
And everything was smooth, and he really liked it.
All right.
And あまり面白いことができなかったっていうのはどういう、
ああ、だパフォーマンスってことですよ。
あのプレイパフォーマンス。
あ、プレイパフォーマンス。あんまり調子は、どうかな。まあ、多分満足することはないです。常に
優勝しても何しても満足することはない、
まあ、優勝したらその時は満足なんですけど、そのプレースタイルについて満足するってことは特にないかな。
He said that
常にないか、
常にない。 If he, even if he won the tournament、
yes.
for the result he's happy, but、
yes.
as for his play style、
yes.
and the quality of his play style、
yes.
he's never fully happy、
never、
he will always continue to improve. So yeah,
I see. So is it interesting that you said you could notice the rivalry between Melbourne and Sydney? Is there regional rivalries in Japan?
日本でもシドニー対メルボルンみたいな、その地域対抗みたいなライバル意識とかそういうものはあるんですか？
まあ分かりやすいのがスト4の時に、
はい、
まあ、結構その神奈川対埼玉だったりとか、神奈川対名古屋だったりとか、
はい、
で関西対神奈川だったりとか、
はい、
っていうのはあったんですけど、
はい、
結構対抗意識自体はあると思います。
地域ごとに
やはり
あると思う。
まあ、一番代表的なのが、まあ、やっぱり関西対関東対関西ですね。
Yes, he believes we do have that kind of rivalry、
うん、
andBack in Street Fighter 4, Vanilla, there was this like, match between Kanagawa Prefecture versus Saitama Prefecture, or Nagoya versus...
Nagoya ってどこでやりましたっけ？
Nagoya は中部です。
あ、Nagoya とどこでやりましたっけ？
Nagoya、神奈川。
Yeah, Nagoya versus Kanagawa. There were these like matches.
Yes.
Yeah, and the amongst all those, the most... popular one is Kanto,
yes,
East Tokyo,
yes,
area,
yes,
versus Kansai,
yes,
Osaka,
west
side, yeah,
west,
so East versus West, Tokyo
east
versus Osaka.
Oh, interesting.
なんですけど、
はい、
正直言ってそのチーム戦みたいな感じにしてしまうと、関東と関西ではちょっとレベルの差がひどいので、そのスト4においては、
はい、
あんまりそういうことはなかったです。
Yeah, there is a rivalry, but if you do the team battle, say between Kansai versus Kanto, Kanto's player level is higher than Kansai, so...
まあ、高いんだけれども、その関東と比べてしまうと。
Yeah, Kansai's level is high, but compare it to Kanto,
yes,
Tokyo area,
yes,
they have more players, so it inevitably becomes
higher level,
the general standard.
I see.
So...関東県ドミネ。
関東県ドミネ。
やっぱり関東は勝ちます、
ね。そうですね。やっぱ人数の多さが違いますんで。
必然的にレベルが。
そうですね。もう人口が違う。
Yeah, population was 関東 has a lot more. Tokyo area has a lot more than Osaka. So.
Understand. But what do you like to do for fun outside fighting games?
格闘ゲーム以外の趣味ですね。
格闘ゲーム以外のアニメと漫画を見ることですね。
Watching anime and reading manga.
And reading manga.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite anime and manga?
Are you favorite?
Your favorite anime and
manga? Favorite はどれで、のアニメ、好きなアニメと。
アニメは、
はい、
カウボーイビバップ
っていうアニメ。
カウボーイビバップ。
Favorite character from カウボーイビバップ is?
登場キャラ。
ビシャス。
ビシャス？
Vicious. I don't know the anime, so...
Okay. What about your favorite manga?
Manga.
主人公がスパイクっていう名前で、そのライバルのキャラクターがビシャスっていう名前で。
The main character is called Spike,
yes,
and his rival is Vicious.
Okay. So
that is his favorite character. で、漫画についてあったんです。
ピンポン ていう漫画が好きです。
He likes a manga called Ping-Pong.
Ping-Pong? Oh. Oh, oh, it's
yeah, yeah.
Table Tennis.
Table Tennis manga. Oh, it's great, great.
で最近見たんですけど、
はい、
スラムダンクっていう漫画がすごく面白かったです。
Ah, he recently read Slam Dunk.
Oh, Slam Dunk. Oh, so who's your favorite character from Slam Dunk?
どのキャラが？
安西先生が一番好きです。
The coach.
The
Yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So, okay, so any last thoughts you wanna you have for?
何か最後にこれは言っておきたい、もしくはオーストラリアの人たちに伝えたいみたいなことがあったら一言。
オーストラリアの人に伝えたいことは、
はい、
うん、でまだまだその自分たちよりも強い人たちは、
はい、
いることは分かっているのだから、
はい、
その上に行くように、
はい、
頑張ってほしい。
あ、
でそうすればその世界的に面白くなる、その世界世界なんかその国同士の戦いとかがさらに面白くなるっていう。
あ、はい、
うん、ですね、今はその日本が一番強いんだけれども、
はい、
これから先はそのどの国が一番強くなっていくかまあ分からない状態なので、オーストラリアもその強豪 の、はい、あの一つの国として、
はい、
あの頑張ってほしい、
そこに加われるように、
yeah.
okay, to the message to Australian players、
yes.
He says that you guys are clearly aware that there are a lot of playersWho are better than you guys、
yes.
at the moment、
yes.
worldwide?
Yes.
So try harder.、
Mm.
And at the moment, Japan is at the top.、
Mm.
But in future, he says that he doesn't really know. He's not really sure、
mm.
if Japan can continue to stay at top or any other, you know,、mm. country in the world.
Would,
yeah. So he says that we should try harder、
mm.
so that we can one day be able to compete at the.Level,
I see.
To become the top.
Become the top.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anybody you want to thank or say give shoutouts to?
誰か個人的に感謝したい人、あのその特定のプレイヤーなり誰かにこう。
アリ。
He wants to say big thank you to Ali.
Ali.
Yes.
Muhammad Ali.
Big thank you.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Magosa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Akira.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
And once again, we'd like to thank everyone involved in this interview. Jeff for lending us his house the last minute. Akira for doing a really fantastic job on the translations. And of course, Margo himself for sitting down and agreeing to the interview. And that's just about going to wrap it up for this episode of Don't Be a Scrub Podcast. If you'd like to leave us a comment, please feel free to do so either on Mutton's blog or any of the other websites where you download this podcast from. And stay hungry, stay salty, and thank you for listening.